Steve at 10 in the morning now, 8:45 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wildfires still burning in California. More bodies have been found.
Two.
Gasoline prices lower across Kansas, down 9 cents in the past week.
One.
California man pleads guilty to making hoax phone call that ended with Wichita police killing an innocent man. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Northbound I-235 north of Broadway. Traffic accident there, and that's slowing things down there on I-235. Want to avoid that for the time being. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 39 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 24. Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high near 50. Now partly cloudy, 22 degrees. We have a south wind at 5 miles per hour. Prairie Fire Coffee. If you're not drinking Prairie Fire Coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour this morning, the Glenn Beck program at 9 o'clock. Glenn Beck coming up this morning, and he's going to be talking with Jonathan Pakluda, who is the author of Welcome to Adulting, Navigating Faith, Friendship, Finances, and the Future. He's a teaching pastor. He's going to talk about that. Welcome to Adulting. Glenn Beck coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Hey, the Steve and Ted poll question here. It's on our webpage, knssradio.com, and it's really exciting. Thanksgiving dinner, traditional turkey or some other main dish. So far, tofurkey or other meatless alternative has got 0%.
Okay, yeah.
0%.
Yeah.
Pork is coming in at 4%. A nice pork roast for Thanksgiving.
Hog wild.
Brisket or other beef entree gets 7%. Ham gets 11%. But turkey is still... number one, 78%.
That's about right.
And that's, again, the Steve and Ted poll question. It's on our webpage, knssradio.com.
Yeah, check it out and vote. I voted in the poll this week.
Did you? I haven't. I better get in there and vote. I haven't done it yet. All right, stocks ended the day mixed Tuesday.
The Dow down 100 points, the S&P down 4 points, and the Nasdaq relatively flat. But it was an epic sell-off in crude oil, a 12-day drop, which is the longest losing streak in history, hovering around $55 a barrel. One major stock down, Boeing, closing $7 lower because it delivered fewer 737 jets in October, and a Wall Street Journal report that Boeing withheld information on a plane involved in a deadly Indonesia crash. You have shares of GE rising 8% today after the company announced it would sell off some of its stake in Baker Hughes. The sale would bring in much-needed cash as the company copes with a disappointing earnings report and a federal investigation into its accounting practices. Christina Partsenevelis on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Fox News.
Consumer prices climbed 0.3% in October, with higher prices for gasoline, used autos, and housing contributing to the increase. Labor Department says this measure of inflation has jumped 2.5% over the past 12 months. So inflation running about 2.5% there at the CPI, the consumer level. Adjusted for rising prices, average weekly wages have improved 0.9% this year. That's an increase of $8.52 in weekly earnings from October of 2017. So inflation 2.5%,
yeah.
Wages 0.9%.
Yeah, less than 1%. That's
wages,
about right.
Wages running about a third of what the...
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's about how it works.
All right.
No wonder I can't get ahead.
You will never get ahead, Ted. Never. Amazon has chosen a New York neighborhood in a suburb of Washington for its new East Coast headquarters. The online shopping giant ended its 14-month-long competition for second headquarters by selecting Long Island City, Queens, and Arlington, Virginia as the joint winners.
Yeah, glad they're helping out those struggling communities of New York City and Washington, D.C.
Yep.
by putting their headquarters there.
The company will receive more than $2 billion in tax credits and other incentives.
Uh-huh.
One New York lawmaker calls that massive corporate welfare.
Well, yeah.
That's his opinion, I guess. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted.
What are you going to do?
Going to seeking some input now on the fate of a downtown property. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the public's going to get a chance to sound off about the development at the former Mead's Coffee House location. TGC Development bought the property. It plans to tear down the building and put a four-story building in its place. It would offer office, retail, and restaurant space. The Wichita City Council scheduled a public hearing on the plan for December 4th. Wichita State has an interim dean for its graduate school. Kerry Wilkes takes over for Dennis Livesay, who was named dean of the university's College of Engineering. Both those moves take effect January 1st. Wilkes is the graduate school's associate dean. The permanent dean should be announced by July 1st. And it's been 10 months since Congress passed President Trump's tax reduction plan, and economists say there's no doubt the move has given the U.S. economy a jolt. For companies in the S&P 500, capital expenditures rose about 20%. The pace was strong in the first two quarters, but fizzled a bit in the third. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Talking about the Mead Coffee House, J.R. Mead's, when they first opened, I remember that, on the corner of Douglas and Emporia, right catty-cornered from Carey House Square, where the old KFH radio studios were when I worked there.
Right.
And
yep.
I remember the many nice lunches in there at Mead's, and it was a nice place to go. I even had an interview for a job there one time. How about that?
Well, there you go.
How about that?
To do what? To be a barista?
Yeah, I was interviewed to be a busboy.
Oh, okay.
However, they said my qualifications weren't up to this, up to the job. So, I wasn't really good at at removing glasses without breaking them.
Well, that's not good if you're a busboy.
Yeah, they had the clumsy test, and I failed miserably.
It didn't work. Well, you moved on to another industry where you could excel.
Don't have to be quite as dexterous or whatever. What is it? Whatever.
Isn't that structure one of the older buildings in Wichita?
Dennis, yep, and there are some folks who are concerned about the historic value of the building and don't want to see it torn down, too.
I was curious to see that our city and state did not get the Amazon headquarters. You think we were in the running at all there, Bill?
No, I do not. I don't believe we had the... Don't believe we had the population base it would take to find 25,000 people to work at an Amazon location.
We're looking for
would have been nice. We're looking for workers now. We can't fill the jobs we have now.
We're looking for like 320 something workers for Spirit right now, and that's just one place.
Additional there, and that doesn't count the vacancies that have been created by people leaving suppliers and other companies to go to Spirit.
So. Right. And the workforce, older people are retiring. Oh, it's a never-ending cycle. Never-ending cycle. By the way...
That's why you stay on the job, Steve. Who can replace you?
That's right.
Well, should we do a Steve and Ted poll on that? Maybe put up some people out there? Maybe some suggestions?
Who could replace Steve McIntosh?
Ted has been, speaking of older structures that are coming down, Ted has been monitoring the LD Stadium thing going over there. Ted, where are they now? Are they flat yet over there or what?
It might be. They were pretty close to getting rid of that whole concourse yesterday. I went out and took some pictures and put them on our website.
Are they using just great big front loader type things to take it down?
Yep,
or scoops, whatever they call it?
Big scoop, just smashing into it.
Yeah. So it's easier to tear things down than to build them back up, I guess. But we're looking forward
to what I've always said.
The new ball team coming in there next year and a multi-use stadium. It's an exciting time. It truly is. Gentlemen, thank you again for being with us this morning. Coming up at 9 o'clock, California wildfires still burning, and we've got the story on our news at 9 here on KNSS.